Prologue. Psst. Holly Dawson stuck her head around the wall separating the kitchen from the customers. Tuck, she hissed, so as not to be heard by the people eating in the diner. The black man lifted his eyes from the plate he was meticulously arranging. His blue bandana tied around his head was saturated with sweat, but kept him cool and protected the food. He owned several bandanas of all different colors. She considered that he might have intentionally selected the different colored head wraps to show without saying that what he wore was clean at the beginning of his shift. It was so like Tuck. Oh, there you are, Mrs. Daw. Shh, she shook her head vehemently. Don't call me that, she murmured, glancing back into the diner. For now, call me Becca.
Becca? You mean your sister, Becca, Mrs. Collingsworth?
Stealing one more glance toward the diner, she turned back to Tuck. Yeah, tell Jenny and Marcus, too.
What?
Tuck furrowed his brow and set the plate in the window for Jenny to pick up from the other side. Jenny Milhouse and Marcus DeLeon were Holly's adopted children after being orphaned by the blizzard in September. They both worked for her after school before the devastating storm. It was only natural that she would take them in when they needed her most. The early supper crowd was just beginning to arrive for their meals. Some were newly formed couples. Men had come to Last Chance after answering the matrimonial news advert placed in the New York paper by Heather Barnes, soliciting for reputable husbands who were needed by a town full of widows due to the tragic blizzard. Their first stop was Last Chance's church, where they met their intended, who had answered their response to the ad and invited them here. The second stop was Dawson's Diner for a meal and time to talk.
All right, Mrs. Daw, I mean, Collingsworth, but I don't understand none of it.
I know, it's a doozy of a story, she chuckled, but even she knew her tone sounded like she had escaped from the asylum. I'll explain everything after a while. For now, just play along, and please tell Jenny and Marcus to play along too.
Tuck considered her for a moment.
You here with your intended?
Yes, well, no. Like I said, it's a doozy of a story.
Tuck frowned.
Are you telling me you aren't with your Yorkshire puddin' fella?
Shh, don't say that. And no, I'm not, she quivered. I'll explain it all after a while.
All right, missus.
He paused with a huge smile forming on his mouth.
I'll play along, but I cannot wait to hear what this is about.
Tuck chuckled the way he did when he was amused with himself.
Go on and order your supper. Tuck'll be back here fixing folks' meals.
Thank you, Tuck.
Holly sincerely did appreciate him going along. If not, she was going to be in really big trouble. She turned from the dividing wall and crashed into Jenny.
Oh, hello, listen. I was just checking on the special for tonight. You need to talk to the cook, too. He's changing his mind about what he's serving.
Jenny glared at Holly in confusion.
What are you talking about? Tuck hasn't. Go on now. Ask your cook what he's scheming for tonight's special.
Holly smiled, like she was not the insanely strange-acting woman standing before her adopted daughter, and jerked her head toward the pass-through window, hoping Jenny would just do what Holly said. Jenny turned on her heels, the way she did when she was angry, and walked to the window. Tuck and she leaned close to one another over the window counter, and Holly scurried back to her table.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to see what the special was going to be.
Holly stood next to the chair, while Hayden Jared stood and pulled the chair out for her. She sat, noticing the way he smiled. He had a sweet smile.
So, you figure the chalk sign is not correct?
Holly laughed, a chortling madwoman's cackle.
Things change so fast around Last Chance. One never knows what's going on if one don't ask.
I see. Hayden eyed her suspiciously as he nodded. Was he buying any of her performance? His gaze remained on her a moment longer. So, what is the special? Holly stared at him. She couldn't think what to say. What should she do now? She had no answer. Tuck and she had not discussed an alternate special. She was too busy telling him about the deception. She had forgotten what he'd said this morning about it,
Her eyes darted around the diner. She couldn't see anyone's plate to tell what was being served. Her back was to the sign at the front door. There was no way to get around this one. She sighed. I have no idea.